I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In days past, American cities were distinctive. Each had its own individual or regional characteristics. These days, the built environments of most American cities are interchangeable. That's why it's such a joy to find a city that looks unique. Santa Fe, for instance. This summer, the nonprofit Friends of Architecture Santa Fe is helping us understand the city's distinctive look with a series of walking tours. Leading them is architectural historian David Rash of the City of Santa Fe's Historic Preservation Division. David, you've spoken a lot about what you call the conundrum of Santa Fe architecture.
Yes. Back in the late 19th century, when we were trying to become a state, the federal government looked at us and said, "You don't really look American. You don't speak English." We had all these Native American languages, the Spanish village languages, and you live in these mud huts. So we tried to look American by importing East Coast architectural styles. And as soon as we became the state of New Mexico in 1912, we looked around Santa Fe and we said, "What have we done?" And we immediately started to formulate the Santa Fe style of architecture. And that's still a debate today. What is Santa Fe style? Because it does evolve. So we're in a conundrum again, as we were 100 years ago.
As far as you're concerned, Santa Fe style is a blending of a lot of the styles that came before. And
correct.
It created a whole new thing. What were the influences on the Santa Fe style?
Yes, there are three influences. First of all, the Pueblo American architecture, which is very basic, very rectilinear, stone and wood. The Spanish influence is the ornamentation. When you look at the churches of Mexico, every inch ornamented and decorated, and curvilinear forms, very Baroque forms, that's in our Santa Fe style as well. You only see it in the corbels on the outside of buildings. And then finally, the Americanization period, when we tried to become a state, we imported those East Coast styles. We imported commercial materials, milled lumber, fired bricks. And in our territorial revival, which is part of the Santa Fe style, you see the bricks on top of the walls. You see milled lumber, balustrades, surrounds on the windows and doors. So it's a blending of those three cultures.
In modern day, contemporary Santa Fe, in addition to the Santa Fe style, you can see all three of those styles that influenced it.
Correct. In my downtown walking tour, I point out those three and an additional one, mid-century architecture, which is rather simple in design. And that's where the architects are going today as well.
When you were putting your tour together, what kind of buildings were you looking for?
First of all, I needed a loop, so we start and end in the same place. And I wanted to make it about an hour, so it's not too strenuous. So I just started looking for important buildings downtown and tying them together in a loop walk. And I got all the styles in that loop, but they don't follow linear time. So I jump around, but I cover all four items.
Are people on the tour allowed to go inside some of these buildings?
We're only looking at them from the exterior, although we are walking through one courtyard of a building.
A lot of people, when they think of Santa Fe architecture, think solely of Santa Fe style. I'm guessing that part of the point of your tour is to point out to people that there are many other styles as well.
Correct, especially because of the Americanization period when we tried to look American. So we have the Romanesque cathedral. We have the French Gothic Loretto Chapel. There's a lot of different American styles of architecture in Santa Fe, even though in the mid-20th century, when we codified Santa Fe style as required architectural design downtown, and we Puebloized some buildings, or we stuccoed over the brick facades to make them look more Santa Fe, not all of them were done that way.
One of the ideas of these tours is to get people talking about Santa Fe architecture.
Yes, it's because of the mission of the Friends of Architecture Santa Fe. A few years ago, the National Board of the American Institute of Architects decided that architecture was becoming too elitist and it wasn't part of our community. And so we formulated this Friends of Architecture group to bring architecture out to the community. it's getting them to look at details that they never noticed before.
How do we retain this Santa Fe style and all of the other styles that resulted in the Santa Fe style while continuing to grow and to change as a city?
That is the conundrum. How does Santa Fe style evolve but still retain its importance? And it's still debated among many people where we're going with the architecture. But because downtown Santa Fe is all historic district, we have an ordinance that requires Santa Fe style in the downtown and east side historic district. If you wanted to build another style, you'd have to get an exception at a public hearing before the historic district's review board.
How are we working with that or against that ordinance?
It's doing well. We're currently looking at a rewrite to simplify it. But of course, I'll have a series of public meetings to get the input from the community. And it's already clear to me that the preservationists and the architects do not necessarily see eye to eye on this issue.
Why is it important not to just keep Santa Fe as a city that's a museum of architecture?
It is our lifeblood. Santa Fe style was created deliberately to attract tourism and people to come here to live. So we survive on the arts and the architecture of Santa Fe.
When you say goodbye to folks on your tour, is there any central idea that you like to leave people with?
I keep inviting them to remain involved because we will be talking about the ordinance rewrite, and I want the entire community to provide their input before the city government drafts this new ordinance. I want to make sure we hear from everyone. So what is important to them about Santa Fe and what needs to change?
Historian David Rash and the organization Friends of Architecture Santa Fe are hosting walking tours of important downtown buildings this summer. The tours are free. No reservations are required. Dates are August 13th and September 10th. For details, visit architecturesantafe.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.